Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. A South Burnett mother who found out her missing autistic son had died via a Facebook post is calling for an overhaul of the forensic testing process. Luke Ferguson's body was found in September last year and formally identified by January, but Susan Betty says she wasn't told, instead finding out via a news report 2 months later. She says it made her feel like her son's death didn't matter and is calling for better communication from forensic agencies.
Finding out via Facebook was probably the most devastating way to find out. It took us as a family back to the very beginning of losing Luke.
QPS says Queensland Health's Coronial Counselling Unit was responsible for informing the family of the results, but an officer inadvertently told the media before that took place, then visited the family the next day to apologise. To other news now, and Queenslanders love e-scooters, but it's at the cost of safety, according to Standards Australia. From 2019 to 2022, e-scooter-related injuries presenting to Queensland hospitals soared by 214%. Chief Standards Officer Adam Stingemore says the rise in injuries has prompted them to assess whether the provided helmets are up to scratch.
The last thing we want to do is to build a standard that's not fit for purpose or make a standard if we don't need one. So we've got everyone coming together at the moment to take a look at this question just to make sure that the helmet standards that we have in Australia are safe.
And finally, an electrical teacher says that students want to be kept up to date on the industry's direction now more than ever. According to Jobs Queensland, by 2026, we're expecting nearly 3,000 new electrotechnology jobs statewide, 113 in Toowoomba alone. TAFE's Bridie Morrow says to attract new people to the trade, educators need to be kept in the know.
So they don't think they're going to sort of come in and think, oh, these guys don't know what they're talking about. So we really, really do try and keep ourselves moving with the industry.